You know, one of the best way that I've found out to work through stress is to maintain the glow and to maintain, be filled with the Spirit. And tonight I want to talk about being filled with the Spirit and maintaining the glow. You know, all of us, if you're going to be coming to church, especially through the COVID, we want everybody to have a good attitude. We want everybody happy. We want everybody cheerful. We want everybody maintaining the glow and to be filled with the Spirit. It says over in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17 to 21, it says, wherefore, be ye not unwise. So God doesn't want us to be unwise, but he wants us to be wise. So as you're sitting there, you're relaxing at home, you know, watching the live stream, know that God wants you filled with the Spirit. That means topped up, filled to overflowing. You know, in the book of Acts, they talked about they looked for some workers in the church, some helpers in the church, and they picked out seven people that were filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom that they may appoint over a business that they had. So it's very important in God's mind, in God's eye, to be filled with the Spirit. So Ephesians 5, verse 17 to 21 says, wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Then it says, don't be drunk with wine. I don't want to mention alcohol, but you know, it does say there, don't be drunk with wine. But I think it's given us an illustration of that people in the natural, when they're drunk, they do a lot of tipping it back. They do a lot of drinking. It's not just one drink, there's several drinks. And so the Apostle Paul illustrated to the Ephesians church, he says, don't be drunk with wine where it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Everybody say, filled with the Spirit. So God wants us all filled with the Spirit. You know, it's when you're filled with the Spirit, you're easy to get along with. You know, you're actually very generous when you're filled with the Spirit. Back in the old days, I've noticed some people that were drinking too much alcohol, and they were filled with a different kind of spirit. A lot of those people, they're quite generous people, and they buy this, they buy rounds for people, they do this, they do that. But you know, in God's kingdom and in God's way, he wants us to be filled with the Spirit. Actually, drinking alcohol, doing drugs, and those types of substances is actually a counterfeit of what actually God placed in the believer's life. He wants everybody to be filled up with the Spirit. And so we're going to talk about 5 points, 5 areas where we can be filled with the Spirit to overflowing, that you'll be able to tank yourself up, top yourself up. You can be on your way to work, driving. You can be at home, getting out of bed. You can be doing about your daily affairs. And you can actually be filled with the Spirit. It's very simple, according to Ephesians 5, verse 17 to 21. So it says, don't be drunk with wine where it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So the first area has to do with speaking to yourselves. And so there's several areas that says speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God. And so you're going to be singing, you're going to be making melody in your heart to God, you're going to be having that a melody, just a little melody. I think of my cousin Lorley. There's three of us that were cousins, and we all were the same age, born in 1966, with, of course, three different uncles. And anyways, we were all kind of grew up together, and Lorley would say, what's with your mom? It seems like somebody's tickling her always on the behind with a feather. And so, my mom was a Christian. She's born again. She's Spirit-filled. She's alive unto God. And she kind of gave that little funny illustration about my mom. Because my mom maintained the glow. She maintained being filled with the Spirit. I watched her life over the course of being married to my dad and the times I've seen them. I've always noticed that she endeavored to be maintained with the Spirit. I never seen her argue very much with him. A few times she'd get upset with his weekend drinking, but otherwise, you know, she was quite a mother and quite a good woman that's filled with the Spirit and endeavored to share the love of God throughout the family. So this scripture in Ephesians tells us how to be filled with the Spirit of God, and you can be filled with the Spirit of God. So the first thing is speaking to yourselves. You can talk to yourselves. You can talk to yourselves every day. On the way to church here, I started talking to myself. I started singing a little song, praising God. Let a melody in your heart bubble up inside. Be thankful about something and just start singing to God. Say, thank you, Father, that, you know, you're good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Father, that you're mighty. Thank you, Father, that your hand is upon my life. Thank you, Father, that your hand is upon my children. Thank you, Father, that you're good and your mercy endures forever. You can sing in tongues. You could sing in English. But it says here, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God. Through this COVID, we've heard a lot of people talk about Psalms 91. You can quote that scripture to yourself as you're walking around. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord that He's my refuge, He's my fortress, He's my God, and Him will I trust. And so you're using your faith, you're speaking out a promise of God, you're saying what God wants you to say about what He's given you to be protected about. You know, He's putting His angels in charge of you. No destruction, no plague shall come near your dwelling. I think about the time when I went to Bible school. There was one story. There's some areas that stick with your life. And this gentleman, his name was Doc Horton, and he was one of the instructors. And he happened to be pastoring in Georgia. And there was a flood that came through the whole area. And so he's a pastor, and so he's going to go visit some people. And so he's going from home to home in this small community, visiting people. And he came to one and home, and everybody else is just like tattered looking, and they're all, you know, bringing out wet clothes, they're bringing out rugs and everything. But he came to this one house, and this house was it was intact. Everything was good. He walked up the steps, and he talked to the lady, and she says, "What's up with this? How come it's like this?" And she says, "Come here and look." And she showed at the bottom of her door frame, and it showed that the water level rose right up, right up, right up, several inches, about a foot, right in her doorway. And she said that their door was open, and she claimed Psalm 91, that no plague would come near her dwelling. And she said she actually could stick her finger right in the water, and it didn't come in the house. Now, that's quite a story. You know, you would have to have a lot of faith to even believe that, but the lady's home was intact. So that's, talk about the protection of God. Talk about the Psalm 91 protection. No plague shall come near your dwelling. So thank you, Father. You say, "Well, I've flooded." Well, I've had water issues as well, but it doesn't mean that God is not alive and well. No, He's alive. And He wants us to believe Him. He wants us to believe His word. So speaking to yourselves in Psalms. How about Psalms 23? Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures." That means lush, rich, green pastures. We just had a bunch of rain here, so the grass is growing. It's nice. We're going to have to cut it. But He makes me lie down in green pastures. And you go on to that psalm. It's a beautiful psalm. It even goes on to say, "He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Who's your enemies? Well, your enemies is not people. It's the demonic forces that are arrayed against you. He sets a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and they'll not touch you. They'll not harm you. They can only sit there and look. Amen? So He sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that beautiful? That's the 23rd Psalm. And so it says to be maintain the glow, to be filled with the Spirit. You're going to be talking to yourself. Now, if you're walking in Walmart, you don't have to talk to yourself constantly. You know, you can use some restriction. You know, sometimes we made a mockery of Christianity because we're crazy. But guess what? We're actually very sound people. And we can be sober, so to speak, spiritually speaking. Smith Wigglesworth says, "I like anybody filled with the Spirit, but you don't have to be screaming. You don't have to be hollering. You know, you can actually calm yourself down and worship God and thank God Almighty." Catherine Kuhlman is another great one. She said, "If I seen some of the way some Christians act, you know, I would run for the high hills if I didn't know anything about God." So we're actually going to use our wisdom that God's given us and be filled with the Spirit and be a loving, kind person. Amen? The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. I tell you, if I had all those, I'd love myself. I do have them where they're inside of us, but they can grow and they can develop. So to be filled with the Spirit, you're going to speak to yourself in Psalms. So Psalms is the book of the Bible. David wrote those Psalms. David was a mighty man of God. He was just a little shepherd boy, actually 17 years of age. And he would talk to God in the fields. Well, God saw that he could use that. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. Yeah, you could look at that two ways. You could say, yeah, he had a heart like God, but he also sought God with all his heart. And one, he was a man after God's own heart. He looked to God. He looked to the creator of the universe. He looked to him. He sought him out. He wanted to find God. He wanted to know God. He wanted God to help him in the times of trouble and his times of desolation and the times of the storm. He wanted to find him and he wanted to talk to him. And he knew that God was his deliverer. And thank God he's our deliverer. And so as we talk about being filled with the Spirit, about maintaining the glow, go ahead and find some scriptures that you can talk to yourself about, like Psalm 23. You know, I memorized that psalm when I was 8 years old. My mom would take us to church. She took us to church. She drug us to church till we were 15 years old. And at 15, she says, "The choice is yours." What kind of mother is that? I don't think she's got much sense. No, she's got a lot of sense. But anyway, she gave me a choice at 15, whether I go or not go. Wow. So I didn't go till I was 20. And then I was happy to go. And I still want to go. I'm going to go this Sunday, too. Amen. But so, you know, to hunger and to thirst after God and to seek his face. And I learned that scripture at 8 years old. "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." You got to have your own personal relationship with God. You got to be drinking alone a lot of times, you and God. There's just you and God. And that's you and God drinking alone. And then when you get in public, guess what? The party begins. Then the celebration happens. Then the excitement happens. Why? Because you're filled with the Spirit. If you're just going to be walking in the natural, and today was just a very natural day, I noticed. You saw the rain. It was a good long rain all day. It was a good long rain all day, and it was just like, wow, look at that rain. But did you know what? God is there even if it's raining. He's there when the sun is shining. He's there when the bills come. He's there when money comes in. He's there when you don't have any money. He's there all the time. And he's looking for a man, he's looking for a woman, he's looking for a boy, he's looking for a girl to seek his face while he may be found. Go ahead and hunger after him and do what the Bible says here. It says, don't be drunk with wine or success, but be filled with the Spirit. Speak into yourselves in psalms and hymns. So you got all the psalms in the Bibles. You can quote them. You can go over them. And yes, some of them I don't talk too loud about, because if you look at some of those psalms, David and different ones were going through a trial and they were saying, "Oh God, where are you? Oh God, this and oh God, that." I don't want to be saying, "Oh God, where's this and oh God, that." No, that's with them when they were going through a test and a trial. But they always came out with the positive and said, "Thank you, Father. You're the creator of the universe. You're the one." There's one psalm. It's one of the longest psalms in the Bible. And it says, "Praise the Lord for this. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord in this, the sun, the moon, the stars. Praise the Lord, every living creature. Praise the Lord, all stars." It says, "Everything that hath breath, praise the Lord." And so that is a psalm of praise and adoration. So it says, if you're going to be filled with the Spirit, you got to speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Do you know any good hymns? How about, "How great thou art"? Now, you don't have to sing in public like that, but you could sing by yourself, "How great thou art." Oh, isn't that beautiful, eh? And so you could sing that. "How great thou art, when I, in awesome wonder, and all the, and I don't know the rest of it, but I should have the words down, and we could sing it, and really mean it, that how great God is. Hallelujah. You know, there was some of the songs people talk about, there's all kinds of songs. I've never seen so many songs. When you go on YouTube, you can be listening to country, you can go over to rock and roll, you can go to jazz, you can go here, you can go, there is so many different types of music. And I heard Ms. Hagen at the one of the meetings in Tulsa, she said, you know, a lot of those people wrote those songs, wrote those hymns. They were going through some tough times. They were going through some rough times. And they wrote down, they penned that hymn. But all of us have different music that we listen to. But how about put God in that music? Put God in the music and worship and praise Him. So it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, spiritual songs is just a made-up song. It's a song that what's in your heart can come out of your mouth. Are you thankful that God is supplying your needs? Are you thankful that He's taking care of you? God supplies all my needs according to His riches in glory. I'm so grateful that He supplies and He provides my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He comes back unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It comes back to me in many ways. You can put it in a psalm that God's protecting me. How about in health and healing? God is the healer. God is the restorer. He's keeping me whole from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I am whole. Hallelujah. And so you can sing. You can have melody in your heart. Brother Hagin said when the first time he got filled with the Spirit, he apparently prayed for, it was sounded like an hour at least, and he sang three songs in tongues. So you can pray, you can sing in tongues. You can pray in tongues. Zovokuremasiki terasevindaha isepokuromasi eshamadaha. And so try to get some understanding of that one. But anyways, you got to have a melody in your spirit. You got to have a song in your heart. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart unto God. You're thankful to God. You're thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I divide them up now constantly. There is a loving heavenly Father that sits on a huge throne in heaven. It's huge. According to statistics and people that have seen heaven, the throne is big, very big. And Jesus is at Father's right hand. And He is Jesus that lived on earth years ago, but He's also the Lord. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and our personal Savior. And so you can magnify Him. You could talk about Him. You could say, thank you, Jesus, that you're my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the head of the church. Thank you that you give gifts and graces and ability to all your people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're coming back for us. We heard about the rapture of the church, that He's coming back for us. So Jesus is coming back very, very soon. So it says here, don't be drunk with wine or its excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual song. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord and giving thanks. So you're going to give thanks. So what are you going to do to be filled with the Spirit, to maintain the glow? You're going to speak to yourselves in psalms. You're going to speak to yourself in hymns. You're going to speak to yourself in spiritual songs. You're going to sing and make melody in your heart to God. Walking around and having that melody in your heart, and then you're also going to give thanks always unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, that you're providing for me. Thank you, Father, that this COVID is coming to an end. I rejoiced on Sunday service. Pastor ministered the Word of God. And after the service, he said, I believe that this is coming to a close, and I believe we're going to be getting together. And sure enough, that week, well, to me, I take it personally that that's a prophecy right from the throne of Almighty God. Amen. Yes, there's things that I've said that didn't come to pass, but bless God, I'm thankful when things do come to pass. And we do want to speak good. We want to pray for those that are in authority. We want to pray for our city. We want to say Thunder Bay is like Tulsa, Oklahoma. The people come here and get to know God in a mighty strong way. People come here to meet with you. Amen? People come here to find out about the Spirit of God and the gifts of God and the graces of God and the ability of God, and that God's got a plan and God's got a destiny and God's got a purpose. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Or is this a place, God's that, I like those people in the old days of the revivalists. There was Charles Finney, and they would say to him, this place is hard. This place is hard. This place is hard. You can't go there. That place is hard. But guess what? They had prayer warriors that prayed. He went there, and sure enough, it broke through. It broke free. And in some places, the bars closed down. And so that's the kind of ability that God has. He can go through the hardest places, but he's looking for you. He's looking for people that would pray, that would seek God's face, that would know that, hey, God wants to minister. Like I heard one guy say, that to make people have a hard time for people that go to hell. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Do you still believe that? Amen, amen, amen. So speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks, being a thankful person. Go over to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. Colossians 3 and verse 15. It says here in Colossians 3 and verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. If you're going to be led by God, if you're going to be filled with God, guess what? You got to have peace in your heart. Doesn't matter what it looks like, no matter how you feel, no matter what's going on in the natural, guess what? You've got the peace of God that passes all understanding. You've got peace in your spirit. You've got peace in your heart. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and which you are called, and be unto one body, and be thankful. And it just amazes me. It goes on in verse 16, and then it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Isn't that funny that the Lord put the same thing in here that he said in the book of Ephesians? But he put it in a little different way. It says, the Apostle Paul wrote it, and he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another. So it says that as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, as we speak to ourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, when we're singing, when we're making melody in our heart to God, then he says, you go ahead and edify one another. Go ahead and be a blessing. Call somebody up. Speak to them. Call a friend up. Call an enemy up. Call somebody up. Amen? And speak to them in a psalm, in a hymn, in a spiritual song, and be a blessing unto them. It said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to his name. Do whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And then it goes on, and then it says, submit yourselves. And so to be filled with the Spirit, we're going to speak to ourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. We're going to sing and make a melody in our heart unto God. And we're going to be giving thanks well. We're going to be giving thanks. We're going to be thankful people. Now, God doesn't want us to be unthankful. You know, anytime we're unthankful, I believe we rouse up certain things that to come against us. I believe that God says, hey, what do you got to be unthankful about? You know, I watched programs about the war and the Holocaust and so forth and so on, and I was just like shocked at these people were so doing so well at the time. Germany at the time before the war was prosperous. The thing was beautiful. You look at clips and you'll be amazed to see how beautiful things were. But then war and destruction came and devastation came to the area and to the place. But guess what? Did you know what? Through it all, God was still endeavoring to help people. He was still endeavoring to minister life unto people. And it says, giving thanks always unto the God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks, being thankful. Today we should be the most thankful people on the creation. I've got like 5 televisions maybe in my house. I maybe have more. I don't know. That's a lot of TVs. 5 televisions. And I want to get rid of a big one that's not worth anything. But anyways, you got 5 televisions. We are the blessed people. Canada is so blessed. You should be so thankful and thinking, God, thank you, Father. How about your food situation? We're not starving. We're not just eating only potatoes. No, we've got all kinds of stuff to eat. Thank God for that. Thank God that we have food. Thank God that we've got clothes. Thank God, being a thankful person. So if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for where I have a place to live. I've got a house over my head. I've got a roof. I don't have to be in the rain. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that I don't have to be on drugs. Thank you, Father, I don't have to be bound by alcohol or immorality or anything, that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation. Thank you for filling me with the Holy Spirit. I had a hard time being filled with the Holy Spirit because I thought that God was just going to zap me and it would be automatic. Now, there are times I've heard that people were zapped and they had spoken tongues and they weren't even know what's going on. But I sought God, hungering and thirsting for Him. When I got born again, I never spoke till the following January. I tried all kinds of things. I looked up to God. I said, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And I opened my mouth and nothing came out. And so I was hungry. I was thirsting. But guess what? Those that are of you that are filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in an unknown tongue, thank God that you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you can be continually being filled. Praying in the Spirit, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying, talking to God, fellowshipping with God day, noon, and night, knowing that His plans and His purposes, His will and His desire are yours. So it says, don't be drunk with wine where it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says, submitting. Can everybody say submitting? Now, submitting is a harder word. Who wants to submit nowadays? I tell you, you know, the police say something, we don't want to submit to them. Somebody else says something, we don't want to submit to them. My parents say something, I don't want to submit to them. Well, you know, does God say something to you? I don't want to submit to Him. No, we're going to have to submit. We start by submitting unto God our Father and saying, Lord, I can't do it on my own. I can't make it on my own. You may feel that you can be successful without Him, but in the end, the Bible says there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end of that way is death. And so you can feel that you... My favorite scriptures that I keep in my spirit is that he that loses his life will find it. He that finds his life will lose it. There's many people in the natural that become successful. They are successful in every which way. They have the finances, they've got this, they've got that, they've got another thing, they've got the career. But guess what? My Bible says that they could lose it if they're not with God and the things of God. But guess what? Those that lose their life, you maybe gave up your life, you maybe gave up your career, you maybe gave up this, you maybe gave up that to say, I'm submitting unto God, I want to be born again, I want to be a Christian, I want to miss hell and make heaven my home. And if you've done that, guess what? You gave up your life, and now you get to get your life. You've given up your life, and so you can gain your life. And so that is the ultimate aim on the face of the earth, to have success in Jesus, to have success with God the Father, to have overcoming problems, difficulties, diseases, all kinds of things through Jesus Christ, being healed, being delivered, being set free because of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the preaching of the gospel is power unto salvation to them that would believe. The preaching of the cross is foolishness unto them that perish. And so we don't want it to be foolishness. We want it to be right on track. So to maintain the glow, to be filled with the Spirit, to live a life of being filled with the Spirit day in, day out, I do this every single day. Is when I wake up in the morning, I immediately operate, I turn on my switch of faith, and I start to praise God. Not because I feel like it, not because I want to. You don't want to do it sometimes because you don't feel that good about anything. But guess what? You flick the switch of faith and you say, praise God. Thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father. I worship you. I praise you. The Bible says that you're going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That means this is a spiritual experience. You are speaking to Him from your very being, your spirit, and you're talking to God in spirit, and it's the truth. It's gospel. And so you're praising him, you're thanking him, you're giving him thanks, you're talking about how wonderful he is. So it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then submitting yourselves. What it says, to yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So you're going to submit yourselves in the fear of God. You're going to submit to one another because I fear God. Why do I do the things I do? I do it because I want to do it for God's glory. Yeah, there are times when I just want to do it for Ken's sake. You know, just do things for Ken's sake. But that don't last very long, and it's not that happy, and it doesn't last. But guess what? When you do it for God's sake, and you're doing it because you love him, because you're a child of his, that you belong to God the Father, you belong to Jesus, and you're his, and you belong all to him. So it says, don't be drunk with wine where's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Tanked up, topped up with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting yourselves unto him. So you're going to be a submitted person. That means you're going to submit when you come to church. They'll say, hey, we need some help over here. And you'll say, hey, I'll submit. I'll go ahead and I'll help in that usher there. They need some help painting on the outside. There's some paint peeling. Oh, praise God. Sure, I can help and do that. They need help with the grass. Sure, I can help and do that. They need help with the cameras. Oh, no problem. Amen. Being thankful and being submitted unto the things of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, whatever you do, do unto the glory of God. Whatever you do, do unto the glory of God. Do you doing it for your glory, or are you doing it for God's glory? And I believe that we should do it all for God's glory, saying, thank you, Father, that I'm your child. Thank you, Father, that I believe in you. Amen. Let's just take a time of a moment and praise God right where you're at, right where you are. Thank you, Father. I bless your holy name. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're inside of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're inside of us, that the Bible says what? The anointing that you received of him abides in you. So you got the anointing on the inside of you. Thank you, Father, that you are inside of me. Thank you that you fill me to overcoming. Thank you, Father, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Thank you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment shall be found to be in the wrong. This is the heritage of the saints, of the children of God. Thank you, Father, for your protection. Thank you for your provision. You know, I heard a funny story the other day. There was a fellow by the name of Doug. Doug Jones was one of the instructors. And he said the Lord kept speaking unto his spirit to go ahead and put some reinforcements on that back door. Put some reinforcements on that back door. Put some reinforcements on that back door. He just pushed it aside. No, no, no. And then all of a sudden, somebody broke into his place. Somebody broke into his place. And he went to Brother Hagin and said, hey, you know, the Lord was talking to me, do this, do this, do this, do this, but I just pushed it aside. I didn't listen. And someone broke in. And Brother Hagin says, the Lord was telling me the same thing, but I listened. And he put some reinforcements on his house, on his door, so they couldn't break in. You know, sometimes the Lord speaks to us in such quiet ways. And as you maintain the glow, as you are filled with the Spirit, guess what? He starts to talk to you. You know, it's very hard to talk to somebody that's distant, that's on the side there, that won't communicate. But guess what? God wants you, the Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may find help in time of need. You can go right up there. Right to the very throne of grace that's in the Holy of Holies. The Bible says we're kings and priests. You go right up into the Holy of Holies and you say, thank you, Father, that you are wonderful. Thank you, Jesus, that you are Lord, that you are Master, that you are soon coming King. Thank you that you got eyes like flames of fire. Thank you that your countenance is like lightning. Thank you that you got a big band of gold. Thank you that on your thigh you've got King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, I praise you, and I worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're with us everywhere on earth. Everywhere that you are on the face of the earth, you're with us. And so you communicate with God. You talk with God. You fellowship with God. And guess what? You get filled up with the Spirit. You get tanked up. You get topped up with the Spirit. And as you get tanked up and topped up with the Spirit, He starts to speak to you. He starts to lead you. He starts to guide you. He starts to direct you. He starts to correct you. He starts to instruct you in righteousness. And so that, my friends, is how to be filled with the Spirit. That's how to maintain the glow. So when they looked out in the book of Acts, they looked for a few men that were filled with the Holy Spirit. Over in Acts, I believe it's chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts. They looked for some men that were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they gave us a key, they gave us a clue about what those guys look like. And what they were all about. In Acts chapter 6, it says, in the days when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there was a murmuring. So does that sound like they were filled with the Spirit? No. When they murmur, when they complain, guess what? They are not filled with the Spirit. If you find me, Ken Semeschuk, murmuring and complaining, you point your finger in my face, and say, you are not filled with the Spirit. You are complaining and you are murmuring. So it says here, in the days were multiplied, there arose a murmuring because the Hebrews, their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called a multitude of disciples together and says, it's not right that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, verse 3, look ye out for a man, seven. They're looking for seven people. You know, the fantastic seven. They're looking for seven people in this place where they were out there looking for seven. Faith City Church is looking for more than seven. We're looking for hundreds, amen, of people. Looking for lots of people filled with the Holy Spirit. Wherefore, look ye out among them for seven men of honest report. So you got to have an honest report. What's that? An honest report is an honest report. And so, people of the world, do they consider you to have an honest report? People in the church, do they consider you to have an honest report? Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. So not just full of the Holy Ghost, but also having wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. And so they were looking for men, they're looking for people that were honest, just in the natural things, and full of Holy Spirit and wisdom that we may appoint unto this business. And the Bible says in verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great signs and wonders and miracles among the people. So when you're full with the Holy Spirit, guess what? Signs, wonders, and miracles follow you because you're full of the Holy Spirit. And the verse 5, it says, and the saying pleased the whole multitude. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith. So the guy was full of faith. You get faith by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then he was full of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit. And Philip and a few other guys there, Nicanor and Nicholas and Parmas and whoever else there. And so these guys were full of the Holy Spirit. I noticed Stephen and Philip. Philip became an evangelist. But they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know, one of my nice little memories of when I was in Tulsa, I came up and I had a camcorder. And I had a camcorder and I would film different things. My parents came to Tulsa and so I filmed different things. And I came home one day and Cindy was out there on the patio, or not the patio, just the entrance. And they had two chairs there. And she had one of the babies because the kids were small. I think we might have even had one child that time. And she was singing away there. Now, Cindy's not a professional singer, but it was so sweet that I captured that. And it really brought joy to me. I thought, wow, here is a woman that's singing, and she's singing praises unto God. Isn't that beautiful? I think that's beautiful. And you should think that that's beautiful, too. You know, singing and praising God. There's nothing better than having a mate that wants to praise God and worship God. So let's pray and thank God. So this was the message tonight. It was on being filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to God. Giving thanks always unto all things, unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So, Father, we thank you for each one watching in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for unction, utterance, and boldness. And we pray for each one that as they maintain the glow, as they are filled with the Holy Spirit, may your presence invade their homes. May your presence invade their lives. May they be tanked up and topped up to be able to handle and deal with the neighbors, to be able to handle the work situation, the environments, and all the different peoples that come in contact during the day. We just want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to worship you. Thank you, Father, that we worship and we praise him. Thank you. You give him praise where you're at. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can be filled up, tanked up, topped up with the Spirit of God to overflowing, and we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.